Our Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Summer 2020. Longhurst Group. In this issue, first residents move into Willow Court. The first residents have moved into our brand new Willow Court Extra Care Facility in Whittlesea. We presented the first two ladies to move in with some lovely flowers to mark the occasion. More in Section 11. Find out about our newly launched customer charter in Section 13. Spend a day in the life of a housing officer in Section 16. And new app to help you track your MIRS appointments in Section 19. Approximate recording time, 60 minutes. Contents. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each section, including in Sections 2 to 5, Coronavirus News. In Sections 6 to 9, Community Investment. In Section 10, Mobile Phone Donation. In Section 11, First Residence at Willow Court. In Section 13, Customer Charter. In Section 14, New Complaints Procedure. In Section 16, Day in the Life. In Section 18, Turning One Man's Life Around. In Sections 20 to 23, Support with Your Finances. In Section 24, Your Questions Answered. And in Section 25, You Said, We Did. 1. Our Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Summer 2020. Hello and welcome to the summer edition of Our Voice, Longhurst Group's Customer Magazine. Firstly, I hope you're all keeping safe and well. The past few months have been difficult for us all, with the coronavirus pandemic presenting challenges to overcome. Hopefully the situation is beginning to improve and we begin to look ahead to happier times. We'll be here to support our customers as we transition out of lockdown and back to a sense of normality. So please don't hesitate to contact us if you could benefit from some help. This edition of Our Voice is the first that's been put together with the input of our editorial panel, so I'd like to take this opportunity to thank them for their help. In the magazine, we've got a roundup of how we've responded to coronavirus and helped support many of our vulnerable customers. We also introduce our new community investment leads and look at some of the tools available to customers to help with their health and well-being and economic resilience. In Section 10, we tell the story of how a donation of mobile phones to a local authority in one of our areas is helping children in care stay in touch with family and friends during lockdown. We introduce our new customer charter and spend a day in the life of one of our housing officers as he deals with a series of cases, including antisocial behaviour. There's also a wonderful story in Section 18 about a man praising colleagues at one of our homelessness schemes after he turned his life around following his battles with a drug addiction. We've also got our usual features, including a money advice testimonial and a story on how a customer who had completed a master's degree was helped by our employment and training advisor to change career. Writer's Corner, You Said, We Did, and Your Questions Answered also make their return. I hope you enjoy the magazine, and we look forward to bringing you the next edition in the autumn. If you have any suggestions for that edition, please email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Sam. Stay in touch. Website longhurstgroup.org.uk/our-voice. Facebook/longhurstgrouphome. Twitter @longhurstgroup. Instagram @longhurstgroup. Email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. 2. How we're helping customers during the pandemic. Coronavirus has presented a number of challenges to us as a group, but also to you as our customers. We know that the pandemic has made life difficult for many of you, from having to self-isolate for long periods of time to causing worries about money and employment. We're committed to supporting our customers through the current circumstances and beyond. That's why we've put in place a number of plans and procedures to make sure we can help whenever it is needed. From conducting thousands of well-being calls to check in on customers, to sourcing and delivering food packages, colleagues right across our organisation have been going above and beyond the call of duty to look after our customers. We understand the situation has caused a lot of anxiety around finances. As a responsible landlord, we've always strived to provide you with as much reassurance and support as we possibly can. If you found yourself in any difficulty with finances, rent repayments, or any income issues, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of income and money advice experts are on hand to listen to your concerns and provide clear and compassionate guidance. They can help you assess your options and ensure that you're getting the support you're entitled to. If you're worried about your finances, call us on 0300 123 1745 and press option 2 to speak to the income team. We've also had to make some changes to the way our contractors work. All of our contractors are following the government's health and safety guidance and have the necessary risk assessments in place. When contractors access your property, they'll be wearing personal protective equipment, PPE. If our contractors are not wearing this clothing, don't allow them access to your property and please call us straight away to make us aware. We've no immediate plans to reopen our offices at this stage. We still want to stay connected with our customers, and that means you're likely to receive more phone calls and emails from us as we communicate with you in a different way. When we phone, we'll identify ourselves as Longhurst Group, but if you have any doubts, please call us on 0300 123 1745 to check that it's a legitimate call. You can also contact us by using the online form on our website at longhurst-group.org.uk/contact-us. In the following few sections, you can read more about some of the support we've been providing to our customers. In the meantime, if there's any support you feel you need to help you get through the pandemic, please don't hesitate to contact us. We'll do whatever we can to help. For more information about how we're responding to coronavirus, please visit longhurst-group.org.uk/COVID-19, that's COVID, the numbers 19, hyphen updates, /. 3. Wellbeing calls to at-risk customers. Colleagues have been contacting thousands of our customers to check on their wellbeing during the coronavirus pandemic. When the government restrictions were imposed, our housing team began calling those customers identified as being in the most vulnerable groups. Colleagues checked on the well-being of customers, assessing whether any additional help was needed to ensure they had essential supplies or if a referral to services such as a befriending program would be beneficial. A number of follow-up calls have also been arranged with customers who require them. The team is now contacting our remaining customers, another approximately 12,000 people. Following the calls, we've received some really positive feedback, including from the son of an 87-year-old lady who lives in Lincolnshire. Gavin Hookham said, "One of the Longhurst Group's colleagues called me and listened to Mum's situation while explaining he was looking out for vulnerable customers. He said that if anyone needed support put in place, he would do what he could. He listened sympathetically and looked into Mum's situation. It's nice to know Longhurst Group is looking out for the elderly, and I think it's a cracking idea to check in on them, especially when it's followed up with action. I'd say thanks for calling, and please look after all vulnerable and elderly customers like you have with my mum. It makes a difference." End quote. 4. Food parcels donated to grateful Phoenix Court residents. Residents at Phoenix Court in Gainsborough have been provided with a variety of food products during the coronavirus pandemic. Local social enterprise Feeding Gainsborough has provided the scheme with dozens of food parcels on an ongoing weekly basis. Meanwhile, Warburton's also donated a number of bakery products to the residents. Scheme manager Sarah Smith said, "I can't thank Feeding Gainsborough enough. Without them and their help, it would put even more pressure on me and my colleagues at Phoenix Court. We've been going the extra mile to make sure everyone has what they need, as we've got several vulnerable residents. If we can make a difference so they have the essentials, then it's worth it. And none of this food is being thrown away or wasted." Warburton's got in touch offering a donation after hearing about what Feeding Gainsborough were doing, and I was taken aback by the offer from such a well-known company. We're so grateful to Warburton's and Feeding Gainsborough. It's been quite emotional to see how grateful and appreciative the residents have been, and they can't thank those who are helping enough. Everyone at Phoenix Court is coping pretty well with the current situation. Some days are difficult and residents need reassurance, but I've been checking on them via telephone and by walking around the scheme and speaking to some of them at a safe distance to let them know that I'm around. When COVID-19 is over, we will all come together and celebrate. End of quote. 5. Colleagues help to run a hotel for the homeless. Colleagues from our homeless schemes in Peterborough are helping to staff a hotel in the city to accommodate rough sleepers during the coronavirus crisis. After local authorities were ordered by the government to help rough sleepers off the streets following the outbreak of COVID-19, a plan was put into place in Peterborough. Now, some of our colleagues are using their skills and expertise to support these rough sleepers while working shifts in the hotel that's being used to house them. Faye Hirrell, Head of Care and Support, said, "A combination of relief and permanent staff have been working night shifts at the hotel to support our safer off-the-streets partners. There have been 4 colleagues working there so far. They're supporting the rough sleepers in any way they can, from assisting with distributing the tons of food that's being donated, to ensuring any issues are addressed, and listening and talking with them." End quote. Faye said there's been between 50 and 70 rough sleepers accommodated at the hotel so far. She said, "We're working with partners to plan for suitable move-on opportunities for anyone who's currently in the hotel. I'm extremely proud of the staff that have stepped up to help. It's a challenging environment at the hotel with such large numbers of people, but colleagues didn't hesitate in coming forward. This is our chance to support the rough sleepers and work with partners to move as many people on as possible so they don't return to the streets." End quote. 6. We're proud to be investing in you and your communities. In this edition of Our Voices, we want to introduce you to the work of our new community investment team. In Section 7, you can meet our 3 community investment leads, Sarita Sharma, Sue Krask, and Maurice Hegarty, and find out what they've been looking forward to. We're committed to providing services that go beyond those of a traditional landlord, and our community investment team is focused on supporting the health and well-being and economic resilience of the communities we serve. Supporting community organisations. At the start of the pandemic, our community investment leads went to work identifying those vital community services that really need our support. Unsurprisingly, food banks were clearly very much in need. You can see how we supported their work in Section 9. In the weeks and months ahead, we aim to do even more to support these vital community services that we recognise may struggle to keep afloat as society returns to some kind of normality. We'd love to hear your views and comments on how you think we can support your community and those essential community services in the future. Please feel free to contact our community investment lead with your thoughts and ideas at citeam@longhurst-group.org.uk. The Improving Lives Hardship Fund. We've also launched the Improving Lives Hardship Fund, which is providing much-needed practical support to those individuals and families that have found themselves struggling throughout this period. You can see the ways in which the fund has supported a number of our customers in Section 8. The New Customer Wellbeing Hub. Earlier this year, we launched our new online customer wellbeing hub at longhurst-group.org.uk/wellbeing. The hub hosts a wide range of help, support and guidance for you and your family as our customers. It covers a range of support and guidance in relation to your emotional, physical and financial well-being. It can signpost you to specific services to help you in areas such as mental health, support and independent debt advice. In most cases, you can either be referred to these services by one of our frontline officers in housing, care and support or leasehold, or self-refer via the hub. We'd encourage all of our customers to visit our Customer Wellbeing Hub. Whether you need support, information and guidance today, tomorrow or in the future, it's good to know what we offer. Meanwhile, our community investment team very much look forward to working with you moving forward to make our communities as strong as possible and support the fantastic work that has been taking place locally. 7. Meet the community investment team leads. Longhurst Group's Improving Lives 2025 strategy set out how we'll improve the lives of our customers and make your communities better places to live in. That is why we've launched our new community investment team. We've a community investment lead covering each region we operate in, and these colleagues will work closely with communities to improve relationships, develop services, and enhance the places you live. Meet each lead. Sue Krask, East Region. I'm really privileged to be part of the team, which hopefully will be at the forefront of delivering our Improving Lives strategy. I'm really looking forward to working with our customers in our communities. Maurice Hegarty, West Region. I'm looking forward to any time a customer says, "Thanks, that's really helped." I'm excited to be working for a group that has taken this step. And Sarita Sharma, South Region. I can't wait to achieve success through collaborating and forming partnerships with our local communities, operational teams and stakeholders to identify local needs and highlight issues that can be addressed and supported through community investment initiatives. 8. Hardship Fund Grant pays for vital baby items. Two customers have spoken of the positive impact our new Improving Lives Hardship Fund has had on their families. We've launched the fund to help us do even more to support our customers through these difficult times. It provides practical, one-off support to those customers most in need of help to alleviate the stress caused by financial hardship. Recently, it's been used to help two customers with young families who are struggling due to coronavirus restrictions. Victoria Blythe from Rutland was referred to the fund for some baby clothes after her 8-month-old son had outgrown his previous clothes. She said she'd been made redundant at the end of her maternity leave, meaning she'd very little money and hadn't had time to go out and buy him new clothes during lockdown. Victoria said, "I was struggling for clothes for my son, and I hadn't been able to get anywhere to get him stuff. I hadn't managed to get round to it, as my daughter, who also has arthritis, had also been in and out of hospital. I was left with only about £300, so that left me short on rent. I didn't know where to turn. I got a call from my housing officer to see if there's anything they could do to help. I was reluctant to say anything at first, as I don't like asking for help, but I knew I needed to accept some help. She was brilliant. She asked me to go online and pick what bits I needed. It's one less thing for me to worry about. I now know my little one has more sleep suits and clothes to last him until it's over. It's a weight off my mind. It makes me feel like people are kind and caring and want to look out for you." End quote. Another customer, Ronan Gothard, who praised our hardship fund after it was used to help him and his girlfriend with supplies for their newborn son. Living at Family Plus at Sleaford Foyer, the couple were in need of support. Ronan said the help and support, quote, made things easier. He said, "We were struggling to get things like sterilizers, so to be able to get them means a lot. It's helped us lots and made things easier. It's made a huge difference and has helped us out a lot. We're also thankful, and it's a great help as we've now been able to get a lot more new things for him." End quote. Charmaine Simi, Director of Community Investment, said, "We're committed to supporting our customers with their financial, emotional, and physical well-being. To know that we could help Victoria, Ronan, and their families during this difficult time is really important to us. We wish them all well." End quote. A picture on page 7 of the standard print version has the following caption. Pictured are Ronan Gothard and his partner, Cheyenne Willis, and their newborn son. 9. Our vital £5,000 donation to food banks. 5 food banks from across our regions have benefited from donations totaling £5,000 after we pledged the money to support their work during the coronavirus pandemic. We have made the donations to support the vital services provided by the voluntary organisations as people try to deal with the impact of coronavirus. The organisations were chosen by our community investment team and our housing team as we continue to do what we can to support the communities we serve. Charmaine Simi, Director of Community Investment, said, "Working in social housing, we all understand the sadly pivotal role that food banks have come to play in society in recent years, not least for some of our more vulnerable customers. The current pandemic has seen these food banks stretch to breaking point, both in regard to food supplies and volunteers. Food banks and their army of volunteers are truly local heroes who continue to support some of the most vulnerable customers and the wider community. We hope this money can help them continue their excellent work." End quote. The five food banks to benefit from the donations were Rutland Food Bank, East Northants Community Services, Rushton Food Bank, Kingsgate Community Church, Peterborough Food Bank. We Are One Foundation, the Food Larder in Grimsby, and Food Bank in Boston. 10. Mobile phone donation to help children to stay connected. Longhurst Group has donated a number of brand new smartphones to a local authority to help children in care keep in touch with friends and loved ones during lockdown. Our community investment team responded to an appeal by North East Lincolnshire Council for donations of phones to help youngsters through these difficult times. The council said the children, who due to individual circumstances cannot live at home or with extended family, are often unable to keep in touch with friends and relatives due to a lack of technology. They asked for any individuals or businesses to donate any used and unwanted devices to help the families stay connected. Our community investment lead for the East Region, Sue Krask, saw the appeal and took it upon herself to see what we could do. Quote, "I approached Charmaine Simi, our Director of Community Investment, and she agreed we could buy 5 smartphones as a donation for these children," she said. Quote, "I liaised with a member of staff from the Family Support Services team at the council, who was absolutely amazed and delighted we could make such a donation, as they'd not had much response to their appeal. She told me it would make such a difference to the youngsters' lives. I've now delivered the phones, while observing social distancing rules, and the donation even brought tears to the eyes of the support worker who received the phones. Sadly, we weren't able to give each other hugs, but the mutual appreciation was evident. Being able to do what I've done makes me so proud to work for our organisation, and I feel very lucky to have this privilege to be able to make a difference to people's lives." End quote. Councillor Ian Lindley, portfolio holder for Children, Education and Young People at North East Lincolnshire Council, said, "I'm incredibly grateful to Longhurst Group for this generous donation. Our looked-after children are exposed to the isolating effects of this pandemic, in some cases potentially missing out on the only connection they might have with members of their family and friends. This idea came from a group of our young people, and it's great that even in these challenging times, the voice of young people is still being championed, and is helping us to work better together to improve the lives of vulnerable children. This donation will allow them to maintain those connections, and it will mean the world to them. Longhurst Group is leading by example and showing that if we work together and help each other, we will get through this pandemic." End quote. 11. Residents move in at brand new scheme. The first 2 residents to move into our new multi-million pound Willow Court development in Whittlesea have been presented with bouquets of flowers. Mary Hill and Jean Simonet have made the new assisted living scheme their home and were given the flowers to mark the occasion. Willow Court comprises 47 one-bedroom flats and 13 two-bedroom properties for the over 65s who have a care need. The flowers were presented to the residents following the handover of the keys to us by developers Lindham Group. Marie, 90, who's living with dementia, said she was humbled to be given the flowers. She said, "I thought it was wonderful for somebody to appreciate me. It was lovely. They're lovely flowers, and I'll find somewhere nice to put them on view. Don't you worry. There's everything to like about Willow Court. You just have to look at it. Everything is very convenient, and it's nice and new, with it having just been built. I'm very happy here." End quote. Each apartment at Willow Court is finished with high-quality fixtures and fittings, as well as neutral decoration to allow residents to make it feel like home. Willow Court also boasts a residence lounge, restaurant, hair salon and therapy room, micro shop and communal gardens. Sarah Rodwell, head of older persons care, said, "We're delighted to be able to recognise the fact that Marie and Jean were the first 2 residents at Willow Court by presenting them with lovely bouquets of flowers. We hope that they both love their new homes here at Willow Court and the flowers will help enhance the homely feeling of their own flats. Willow Court is an ambitious development which we knew will greatly improve the lives of older people in the local community, enabling them to live independently with the convenience of having on-site access to all the care and support they need. We also know that 1 in 7 local elderly residents are currently struggling to access the social care that they need because of their rural location and the lack of this kind of facility, so Willow Court will be a real asset to the area. I hope Marie and Jean will be pleased with the flowers and wish them a happy life at Willow Court. To find out more about Willow Court and to register your interest, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/willow-court. Page 9 of the standard print version shows a picture with the following caption. Longhurst Group colleagues present the first Willow Court residents with flowers. 12. Harry's Pledge. Harry's Pledge will help us support carers better. We've signed up to make a renewed commitment to carers in conjunction with its founding partner, Harry's Pals. This commitment is called Harry's Pledge. The coronavirus crisis has highlighted the vital work that carers do and shown that society should value all carers more. Harry's Pals is a trust that supports parents caring for children with disabilities by providing a counselling service. Run by Hayley Charlesworth, daughter of our chief executive, Julie Doyle, whose 5-year-old son, Harry, has quadriplegic cerebral palsy, the trust is working with the housing sector to improve the lives of disabled people and carers. Harry's Pledge focuses on 4 areas where we can support those who need care and those who provide it. These are being supportive employers to people that have caring responsibilities, making offices and community spaces as accessible as possible, building more fully accessible homes, and further professionalizing and promoting care as a career and lobbying for changes in pay and rewards for carers. Our chief executive, Julie Doyle, said, "People are living longer and with more complex health conditions. We need to think about the support we provide to carers and those that need care in a more holistic way. The commitments outlined in Harry's Pledge are achievable. We just need to change our philosophy. We'll never have a better opportunity to make this commitment to carers and make a positive difference to so many people." End quote. 13. New customer charter launched to improve our services for you. We've launched a brand new customer charter to demonstrate our commitment to high service standards for our customers. The document has been agreed following joint working by several teams across the organisation, as well as customer feedback and focus groups. It's hoped the charter, a summary of which is included as an insert in this edition of Our Voice, will improve the services we offer to our customers and help us in our mission to improve lives. Sam Wiley, Head of Customer Services, said the customer charter would help all of our colleagues deliver more customer-focused services. She said, "We wanted to curate the charter so our customers know what our service standards are and what they can expect from us. This is the first time we've produced a charter, and it was done following a combination of joint working with colleagues from across lots of different teams and customer feedback from surveys and focus groups. Our new customer reading panel also reviewed the charter to make sure it was written in a customer-friendly way. The charter covers all key service areas for our customers, although extra attention has been given to make sure we improve our customer care standards. This was a key issue from customers which we've listened to and acted upon. We'd like to thank everyone who gave their feedback and contributed ideas to the customer charter. We'll also soon be launching our new mystery shopping scheme, where customers will be trained to become mystery shoppers and will access and test our services before reporting back to us on how we performed against the new charter. This will help us understand from a customer's perspective what has worked well and where we need to improve. If you'd like to become a mystery shopper, you can register your interest here. longhurst-group.org.uk/register-and-get-involved. To read the charter in full, visit www.longhurst-group.org.uk or call 0300 123 1745 to request a copy. 14. Complaints procedure improved to achieve positive results faster. We're pleased to have introduced a new stage in our complaints procedure to help achieve satisfactory outcomes for customers more quickly. The new 2-stage complaints procedure will enable customers to submit an appeal about their complaint for a senior manager to investigate rather than having to go straight to the Ombudsman. We brought these changes into force following research into complaints procedures across the housing sector, which revealed that multi-stage complaints procedures are more common. The change also follows a recommendation from the Housing Ombudsman. Helen Bird, Customer Engagement Team Manager, said, "This change will allow customers to have an opportunity to appeal decisions as long as they meet appeal criteria. We hope to increase satisfaction with the new service while providing a fair approach to dispute resolution." At Longhurst Group, we always aim to provide an excellent service for our customers. However, if we get things wrong, we want to put them right and learn from our mistakes. We hope customers who unfortunately feel they need to make a complaint will see the benefits in this new procedure and achieve satisfactory outcomes more quickly." End quote. A complaint can be made when we've failed to provide a service when we agreed to, provided a poor standard of service, made a mistake in a way we provided the service, failed to meet our existing service standards, or not followed our policies correctly. Please note, we'll only investigate complaints that are received within 6 months of the issue occurring. Now, if you're not happy with the result after stage one of our formal complaints procedure, you can send us an appeal in writing within 1 month. If your appeal was logged before the 1st of May 2020, this appeal, or stage two complaint, will then be reviewed by a senior manager who was not involved in your original complaint within 30 calendar days. If you're still not satisfied with the outcome of your appeal, you can then refer it to your local councillor, MP, or the independent customer panel, or take it to the Housing Ombudsman, the Financial Ombudsman, or the Care Quality Commission. For more information on our complaints procedure and your options, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/complaints. 15. Give us your feedback via our new text message service. We're delighted to announce that we've launched a great new way for you to tell us what you think about your experiences of the services we provide. Your opinion really does matter to us, and we want you to have a real impact on shaping and improving our services. After all, our services are here for you, so your best place to tell us how well they are working. That's why we've launched our new text messaging service to give you an opportunity to provide us with feedback. This text message will be sent by another organisation called Upland Software. After you've received a service from us, you may receive a text message asking for your level of satisfaction with your gas safety check, communal cleaning, or the way your call was handled by our contractors. As well as the score you give, we will use your comments to ensure we provide the best service for our customers. Text messages will be sent by the following number, +447 86001 0471, and will clearly be from Longhurst Group. An example of the type of message you may receive is below. Quote, "Hello from Longhurst Group. Having recently been in touch with Waits, how satisfied are you on a scale of 1, very unsatisfied, to 5, very satisfied?" End quote. Text replies will be charged at your standard network rate if you don't have them free in your mobile contract. You may be asked to submit 2 text messages on each occasion we contact you for feedback. We'd really appreciate you taking the time to let us know how we did, whether well or badly, to help us continue to improve the services we provide. 16. A day in the life of a housing officer. Mark Lancaster is a housing officer working across the Skegness area. He is often out and about addressing a series of issues, including antisocial behaviour. We joined him on a day on the road prior to lockdown. 9 a.m. I get to the Boston office and log on to catch up on new cases or emails I've received. 9:30 a.m. It's time to hit the road to Wainfleet. 10 a.m. I arrive at one of our properties where a mattress has been left on a driveway and we're concerned about the possibility of rodents. The customer has been asked to remove it and has done, although it's now at the back of the door to the property. I'll write to them and ask them to dispose of it properly. 10:45 a.m. Next stop, Skegness. One of our customers here experienced a personal trauma, which led to a case of hoarding. Along with some local charities, we supported her to clear her flat as it was a fire hazard. I'm calling to check on her progress, and I'm delighted that she's kept on top of things and kept it very tidy. 11:20 a.m. I pop across to another flat where there's another hoarding case, which we're due to clear out soon. I wanted to check with the customer that they're aware of what will be happening on the day so that they're prepared. Everything seems to be okay. 11:45 a.m. I move to another property in Skegness, where we have a suspended possession order. This means the customer must adhere to certain conditions, otherwise we can go to court to get a possession of the property. One condition is that we're given access to the property to check it's being maintained. Unfortunately, the customer is not prepared to let me in today. I tell him to call us to arrange another appointment, and I'll report this back to our legal enforcement team, who will decide on the next step. This is a shame, as the customer has been engaging well for the last 6 months, and we've made massive progress. I also bump into some other customers. One lets me know he now has a puppy in his flat and asks for some CCTV footage as his car has been vandalised. 12:15 p.m. Now to another customer in Skegness. Unfortunately, they're due to be evicted due to a serious case of hoarding that is causing environmental health issues. They haven't been engaging with us at all, so we've had to use our last resort, which is eviction. We were also informed by a neighbour of a water leak at the property. We asked the customer to report the leak for repairs, but this hasn't been done. I dropped off 6 bottles of water to her the previous day to make sure she has had drinking water, but again, she hasn't spoken to us about the water issues. 12:30 p.m. I go to see a couple of customers at another scheme in Skegness. At the first, I need them to sign a transfer document so they can transfer to another one of our properties in the same block. Here, I also do a spot check on another flat where we have received reports of hoarding. I'm allowed access and the customer says she is unwell and just needs to tidy up the flat. I wouldn't say she is hoarding, but it is a very untidy flat, which could cause a fire hazard, so I give her a couple of weeks to clean it up and I'll return to expect it. 1:45 p.m. Time to head to Silsby. We have a property where the customer has told us they left, but we haven't been given the keys. We need to serve a notice to quit document, giving them 4 weeks to respond to our request for the property back. If we don't get a response, we can take possession. 2:20 p.m. I'm now in Tattershall, where I'm visiting a couple who we've been working with for a long time. There's some rubbish stacked up in the shared passageway at the back of the property, which needs moving. When I arrive, it is still there, so I ask them to at least move it into their own garden while they save the money to pay for someone to remove it. They agree to this, so I'm happy. I arrange to return in 2 weeks to check everything. 3 p.m. This appointment is in Woodhall Spa. We've received a tip-off that there is a pile-up of rubbish in front of a house, so I'm visiting to inspect it and interview the customer. On arrival, I can see the rubbish is gone. I want to have a chat with the customer. She tells me it was bags of toys to be donated to the charity shop and some recycling from Christmas, so I'm happy to close the case. She also asks if she's allowed a skip in the communal car park. I explain as long as it's in her allocated space, it'll be fine. She seems happy with this and says this will enable her to dispose of other items she wants to get rid of. 3:45 p.m. I head to another property in Woodhall Spa, where there's an action plan in place regarding the condition of the property interior. I'm pleased to see they're keeping on top of it, but outside isn't so good. There's a lot of kids' toys and a mattress in the back garden, and we've asked the customer to sort these. I'll be issuing a formal warning about this to make sure it gets sorted. 4:30 p.m. I stop in a lay-by on my way back to check my emails and respond to anything urgent or business critical. It can be difficult to keep on top of emails when out on the road. 4:45 p.m. That's it for today. I head home before it all begins again tomorrow. Page 12 of the standard print version shows a picture with the following caption. We spent a day in the life of Housing Officer Mark Lancaster as he dealt with a variety of cases. 17. Our colleagues join forces to clear alley. More than 100 bags of rubbish have been removed from an alleyway blighted by litter in Grimsby. Colleagues joined local councillors and residents to clear the mess at the back of some of our properties in the East Marsh area of the town. The clearance was part of an ongoing initiative run by local councillors to tackle fly-tipping issues. We got involved through our community investment programme and we provided a skip and willing volunteers. The joint working has transformed the alleyway and made it a safer and more attractive area. Jennifer Coatsworth, housing manager, said, "We were pleased to be able to fund a skip for the work at Mansell Street, as this has been highlighted as a problem area by a housing officer. The area had been blighted by fly-tipping, with electrical items and rubbish dumped there. meaning local residents were unable to access the area or the back gates to their gardens. This event demonstrated the strength of partnership working. For me, it was a great opportunity to be out in the community, to speak to residents, but also for team building with all colleagues present. It was hard work, but we all enjoyed doing something different and being able to see a tangible difference at the end of the day. End quote. Sue Krask, Community Investment Lead for the East Region, said this partnership approach to improving local communities was an example of our Improving Lives 2025 strategy in action. She said, "We're determined as an organisation to improve the lives of our customers and their communities. This alleyway had got in a bad way, so we thought it would be good to join forces with the local councillors and some residents to clean it up and improve the area." End quote. Page 13 of the standard print version shows a picture of the following caption. More than 100 bags of rubbish were cleared from the alleyway in Grimsby. 18. Homeless man turns life around with help of Fairview Court colleagues. A man who found himself, quote, in a deep black hole, end quote, through drug addiction and homelessness, has praised colleagues at one of our homeless shelters. The individual, who wishes to remain anonymous, found himself on his own and on the streets after his drug habit took over, causing his marriage to collapse and ruin him financially. But after he moved into Fairview Court in Peterborough, he began on the long road to turning his life around, working with our colleagues to kick his habit and find a new home. He said, "Once you're an addict, it seems like nothing works out for you. My marriage broke down and I ended up on the streets. I was going through a real rough patch and my whole life collapsed. I had no friends, no money, and no infrastructure around me. Even though I was willing to change, I felt like I had no help to reach out to. That is when I joined Aspire, an agency that helps addicts. My key worker helped me to get into a hostel, but I was only there for a month before I moved to Fairview Court. It was there that I changed my life. It gave me a chance and filled me with hope. It was a ground for me to rebuild my life. I got to know all the staff and learn the rules of the place. I felt great, and I was determined to make use of all the help as I was in a real bad place. The staff lifted me up all the time. They showed me I could do it. They had a massive influence in me changing my life. I'm so grateful to them. I see them like family." End quote. The man has now got his own flat and is on a drug reduction plan that will see him eventually totally withdrawn from medication use. He said that once he's off all medication, he wants to get back into work. Quote, "The help is there, but you have to want to use it," he added. Quote, "I'm on medication and I have a plan in place which I'm sticking with. It would help me kick the medication I'm on as well. Within a few months, I'll be on a reduction plan, and when I've reduced that, I want to get back into work. Since moving into my flat, I'm seeing life differently, and I want to make a change out in the real world and get back. There's a lot I want to do. I've come a long way from being on the drugs and streets, so I don't want to ruin my progress." End quote. Reflecting on his relationship with our colleagues at Fairview Court, the man said he wouldn't be here without them. Quote, "Words can't describe how grateful I am. I wouldn't be here without them. I came from ground zero and made use of their help and support, and they showed me the way forward. They helped me think straight, and I decided to follow their support, and it turned my life around. I matured as a person. To anyone going through similar things to what I did, I simply say, work with them. They're there to help, and it can be done." End quote. Michelle Martel, service manager at Fairview Court, said she was proud of how far the former resident had come. She said, "He was a model resident and kept his room spotless. He engaged with the services and all the support on offer from my team. He's a credit to himself and all the hard work he put in to stay clean and rebuild his family support network. We're all very pleased for him and want to wish him all the very best in the future." End quote. 19. New Mears app launched to improve service. We've teamed up with Mears, our heating, servicing and repairs contractor, to make it even easier for our customers to connect with them when they book an appointment. Mears have launched MCM Live, a new service which gives customers the opportunity to interact with Mears and their appointed operative throughout the life of an appointment, whether that's for a heating repair or routine servicing. When customers receive their normal text message to confirm their appointment, they will now also receive a safe web link, which when clicked, will take them to a new platform. From here, they can add it to their device's calendar as a reminder, or should they need to, they'll be able to reschedule, choosing a more convenient appointment slot from the system's built-in calendar, which is updated in real time. If a customer requests to rearrange a servicing appointment outside of the timescales which we're legally obliged to keep to, customers will be contacted by one of our colleagues to discuss further. When the operative is on their way to an appointment, customers will be able to track the van in real time on a live map, which shows the current traffic conditions and its estimated time of arrival, ETA. It will also show the operative's name and their photo, which will match the ID they present when they arrive at a customer's home. The platform will also offer a live chat function, which means customers and the operatives can message each other about the upcoming appointment. After a job has been completed, customers will receive another text message with a link to the platform that will encourage them to leave feedback, which will be used to further improve the service. Thomas Purdy, Longhurst Group's Gas and Electrical Compliance Manager, said, "Our customers are at the heart of everything we do, and we're always looking at innovative ways to improve the services we offer. Therefore, we're delighted that MIRS has introduced the MCM Live system, which is going to revolutionise the way our customers interact with MIRS, whether they've logged a heating repair or arranged a routine servicing appointment. We're all increasingly using technology to help us plan and organise our lives, and so we hope this will be a welcome addition for our customers. The functionality offered by the system is really exciting and will further improve the service delivered by MIRS, so we're really pleased to see it rolled out." End quote. There is no need to download any additional software to access the MCM Live service, which is free to use, although data charges may apply if customers access the link when not connected to the internet. If you have any concerns about the new service, please get in touch on 0300 123 1745 or contact us using our online form by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/contact-us/. 20. Customer thankful for support from money advisor Pam. Quote, "All the money in the world couldn't pay for the help she's given me. I'm so grateful." End quote. Those are the words of one Longhurst Group customer who says her life has been improved thanks to the expert help and advice of one of our money advisors. Jackie Donnelly, who lives in the Neckles area of Birmingham, was referred to Pam Malley in the money advice team after contacting us about issues with rent payments. After agreeing to speak to Pam, it became clear that there was additional support she could apply for, which would help her finance purchases for around the house to help her manage her medical issues better. Jackie said she was told by Pam that she might be entitled to personal independence payment, PIP, and that Pam helped her complete the forms to enable her to claim. This has resulted in her receiving more than an extra £100 per week. She added, "It's purely thanks to Pam that I've got my PIP. She helped me fill in the form. I'd initially only phoned up about the rent, as I knew I was in a bit of difficulty, and they asked if I wanted a money advisor to come and see me. I met with Pam, and she helped me through it all. She also got me some equipment to help me manage a bit easier around the house. She helped me through everything, and I can't thank her enough." End quote. Jackie, who has had to self-isolate due to the coronavirus pandemic, said the extra money has improved her life in a number of different ways. She said, "It helped me to pay off my debts and also helped me to get a few extra bits and pieces for the house. I went out and bought a second-hand scooter with the money, so that helps me get about. It definitely helped improve my life in that sense. I'm now able to save up to get my living room done, and it's helped me get things for my bungalow. My well-being has improved thanks to Pam's help. If she was in front of me, I'd give her a hug and thank you card and a bunch of flowers. I think that would say more than some words. All the money in the world couldn't pay for the help she has given me. I'm so grateful. I'd definitely encourage anybody who is in financial difficulty or isn't sure what they're entitled to go and speak to the money advice team, 100%. If it wasn't for that team, I wouldn't have what I have today." End quote. 21. How you can get more help to manage your water bills. A water company which supplies some of our customers has a new tariff which could help those struggling to pay their water bill. Anglian Water has introduced the new low-income tariff, Light, which supports you if you're having difficulty paying your bill. The company can apply a discount of up to 80% if you meet qualifying criteria. Eligibility is based on an individual assessment of your financial circumstances, and this can be done online. If you are accepted on the Light tariff, it's a requirement that you maintain your payments on your account. If you fail to do so, the tariff will be removed and you will be stopped from applying again for 12 months. For more information and to apply for Light, visit anglianwater.co.uk/account-and-bill/tariffs-and-charges/light. That's LITE. Alternatively, you can call Anglian Water on 0800 975 5574 to complete the assessment over the phone. Their lines are open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m, Saturday between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m, and on Sundays between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Other water suppliers will also offer discounted tariffs to those who qualify. Contact your supplier to see if you can get help with your bills. 22. Employment Advisor helps customer change career. A customer has praised the, quote, great support, end quote, she received from our employment and training advisor after he helped her change career. The customer, who wants to remain anonymous, contacted Rob Friday in November, explaining that she'd recently finished a master's degree and was interested in a career change to move into quantity surveying. However, she was having difficulty finding work, something she put down to her lack of hands-on experience. After working closely with Rob to improve her CV, develop interview skills and techniques, and source opportunities, she's now landed a place on a multinational construction company's graduate development program and is starting a paid work placement with Longhurst Group. She said, "One bad interview experience made me doubt my decisions and feel like the skills I have weren't good enough. Rob was so encouraging. He reassured me that the skills and qualities I had as a person were enough. I'd lost my confidence, but Rob changed all that for me. He looked at my CV and gave me advice on how I can strengthen it. He coached me on how to frame my experience in a positive way. The skills he taught me for when you get nervous in interviews were really helpful. I've never come across someone as helpful as him in my life. It just shows that sometimes you have to step outside your comfort zone. If you want help, you have to go and get it. Don't keep quiet and think you can't do something." End quote. Since working with Rob, the customer has been offered other job interviews, some of which she's had to turn down due to personal circumstances. However, those firms have asked her to let them know if her circumstances change. She said, "Since working with Rob, everything improved in a way I didn't expect. My confidence increased. He motivated me to be able to go and get what I wanted to achieve. He gave constructive feedback, was truthful, gave me solutions to problems, and just helped me in every aspect. I've nothing negative to say about the work Rob does. He's helping to change and improve people's lives. What more could you want from a free service? You're getting everything you need, and he also helps you realize the skills you already have, even if you may not realize it. Just go for it." End quote. For help finding work, training, or work experience, contact our employment and skills team today by calling 0300 123 1745 or visit longhurst-group.org.uk/me-and-my-home/employment-and-skills-support. 23. Employment and Skills Top-ups. New webpage to help you. Our new Employment and Skills webpage is packed with opportunities to improve your skills and help you find work. Here are our tips for online interviews. 1. Software and internet connection. Check what the recruiter will be using and what steps you need to take before the interview, such as downloading software. Check your internet connection is stable and that you have enough data. 2. Test your equipment. Before you start, check that your webcam and audio are working. 3. Location. Choose a quiet, well-lit place where you're not going to be interrupted. 4. Appearance. make sure that both you and your background are smart and presentable. 5. Be prepared. Have a pen, paper, and a copy of your CV or application to hand. Put your phone on silent. For help with finding work, training, or work experience, contact our Employment and Skills team. Telephone 0300 123 1745. Website longhurst-group.org.uk/me-and-my-home/employment-and-skills-support. 24. Your Questions Answered. Welcome to our new Your Questions Answered feature. In every edition, our customer service experts, Leanne Woolley and Ian Smith, will get to the bottom of your questions and queries. Question. We've had people knocking on the door claiming to be doing boiler assessments and surveys. How do I know they are genuine and are working on behalf of Longhurst Group? Jane in Nottingham. Answer. Thanks for getting in touch, Jane. As we all know, many scammers will pose as officials from organisations such as water companies, local councils or contractors. All Longhurst Group colleagues, as well as those from our contractors, Waits and Mears, should be wearing lanyards with their name and photograph to help you identify them. If they're not wearing these, then you shouldn't allow them access to your property. If you're not sure whether they are genuine, we'd ask you to call us to check whether they're genuine callers or whether they're potentially scammers. We're always happy to take your calls to verify someone's identity and would rather do this than hear at a later date that you've been a victim of a scam. Remember, ask for ID if you get a knock at the door from somebody you're not expecting before you let them in. Question. Why do gas safety checks have to take place every year and why do I have to agree to them? What would happen if I refuse access? Sarah, Northamptonshire. Answer. Hi Sarah. We're required under Regulation 36(2) of the Gas Safety, Installation and Use Regulations 1998. To ensure that all landlords' gas and heating appliances are checked every year. We currently start the process 60 days before the anniversary date and under the terms of tenancy agreements. You've a legal obligation to allow access to your home for this check. A gas safety check is designed to check a number of features and appliances. These include making sure the appliance is operating at the correct pressure, there's an adequate air supply, and that the appliance is burning gas correctly, making sure flues and chimneys are clear to enable the appliance to emit gases and fumes safely to the outside, and that all safety devices are working correctly. Failure to have your gas appliances inspected regularly may lead to harmful gases such as carbon monoxide escaping into your home. It's important you allow access to the property for these checks, as it helps to keep you and your family safe. Please be aware that failure to provide access through the agreed appointment process will result in us having to take action against you in order to gain access to your home. If this is necessary, you will be charged for the costs. If you have a question that you'd like answered, please send it to us, along with your name and the name of the town you live in. Email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Write Your Questions Answered, Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 New Hall Hill, Birmingham, B13JN. 25. You said, we did. We always value your feedback. We take it all on board and look to improve our service based on what you tell us. Here are the latest outcomes from some of the comments we've received from you. You said, you told us you didn't always receive a call back about heating repairs, despite being promised one. We did. Mears were made aware of this through our complaints procedure. A callback system is now in place to make sure calls are returned by the end of each day. You said, it was flagged to us that a customer was upset to receive a gas servicing stage 1 warning letter when the appointment had in fact been missed by Mears. We did. As a result, it's been agreed to review the wording in the Stage 1 letter and for compliance coordinators to ensure they check the service history with Mears before these letters are sent out. You said, you told us there can be long delays in replacing boilers due to a lack of oil boiler resources at Mears. We did. Mears have now increased their oil resources and restocked in everything needed for oil boilers. You said, a customer told us the repair for their air source heat pump was overdue. We did. It was apparent that this was an issue for several customers. Mears have informed us they've now recruited an extra air source heat pump engineer and are offering further training to other engineers. 26. New app allows you to record and submit noise issues to us. Customers will benefit from being able to use a new app to report noise nuisance. We've agreed to roll out the use of the Noise app following the success of a recent trial period. The app allows our customers to record any noise disturbances from within their own property before sending it directly to us. Colleagues will then gather this evidence before deciding whether any action needs to be taken. The app is free to download to a smartphone or tablet. Customers should have an open antisocial behaviour case with us before using the app, if possible. During the trial period, 29 cases were using the Noise app, with between 10 and 30 recordings being submitted each day. Rachel Dobson, Legal Enforcement Manager, said, "During the trial, we had an excellent take-up across the whole of the group. It helped to evidence some of the noise complaints, which helped investigating officers address their behaviour, and a couple of warnings have been issued as a direct result of this. It's also helped disprove claims in one case, and in fact highlighted other serious issues, which enabled the housing team to provide appropriate support. We feel, following feedback from customers and colleagues, that this is an extremely useful tool, and we've decided to roll it out fully. Recordings are updated daily, and customers are sent an acknowledgement that their recording is now under investigation. It also allows the customer to provide a written account of what's happening and how they feel, as well as rate the level of noise they are experiencing out of 10. Having the app will allow us to investigate matters more precisely, as we will get exact times of recordings, as well as locations. We can then investigate further and make informed decisions on the most appropriate and proportionate action to be taken. In more serious cases, the evidence can be shared with partner agencies such as Environmental Health to utilise their tools and also to download to be used in a court of law. This is very exciting and gives us a great opportunity to connect with our customers who are experiencing antisocial behaviour. We hope that this will make them feel more supported, as we've seen a rise in antisocial behaviour during the current circumstances. I'm very pleased we've been able to provide a fit-for-purpose piece of technology to aid with our investigations into noise nuisance. I have every confidence the Noise app will continue to work well for us and our customers." End quote. To download the app, search the Noise app, that's T-H-E, new word, N-O-I-S-E, new word, A-P-P, in the App Store on your smartphone or tablet. In a slight change from the trial period, we will now be known as Longhurst Group rather than 677 in the provider list. 27. Writer's Corner. Contributions from our customers. Life's Course and a Guiding Spirit. A poem by Mr. B. Robertson. Sayer Court, Peterborough. This wood I hardly recognise, my path beset by brambles arching low. Yet, looking with care, I soon summarise that here I rambled long ago. Problems latterly ignored or refused, jungle-grown, entangled, myriad ways, would never have left bemused my former self of headlong days. Dreading sharp entrapment to my knees, I'm kept away from once dear goals. Those vaguely recollected trees with covert, thorny, poisoned boles. Then, near an oddly familiar tree, something dares my thorns with courage true, and heartened now, I'll happily be to follow in its wake the woodland through. We'd love to receive your poems, short stories, or other contributions for future editions. Send your work, including your contact details, to the Communications Team, Longhurst Group, 50 Newhall Hill, Birmingham, B1, 3JN. Email communications@longhurst-group.org.uk.